Phoneboy Speaks, episode 77, 130 channels of site decorum. I'm not a huge fan of my cable company. I don't think anybody really is. And part of the problem is that in order to get the channels you want to watch, you have to get a bunch of channels that you don't want to watch. And I remember when I first had cable, and this had to have been in 1994, 1995 or something, they actually had something where they had a la carte programming. They had a certain set of channels, and I think they were new channels at the time, that you could buy for 99 cents a month, which, quite honestly, sounds really nice to me. I would do that today if that were possible, but that experiment got discontinued, and now we have the problem of going between, you know, sort of limited basic, where it's, I'd say it's like $22-$23 a month, and then the next jump up is like $70 or $80 a month, which is just insane. And the reason why this is because companies like Viacom, which control a lot of the channels or own a lot of the channels that are on your cable TV, they force companies like Cablevision and Comcast and all these other ones to take all of these channels that they don't want in addition to the ones that they do. It's basically, here, you either buy this package of channels or you don't offer any of our channels. And so Cablevision has finally come out and said, yeah, screw this. And so they're actually suing Viacom and saying, you know, this is illegal, anti-consumer, and wrong. And Viacom effectively forces Cablevision customers to pay for and receive little watch channels in order to get the channels they actually want. Wow, that sounds actually reasonable. A cable company coming out, you know, of course it affects their bottom line, right? I mean, so for them, they're, you know, customers are kind of pushing back on them, saying, why do I have to spend $60, $70, $80 a month just to watch ESPN when that's the only thing I really want to watch? And yeah, the secret is that ESPN actually is probably one of the most expensive channels to the cable company. And it's buried in, you know, the next basic tier of cable. They supposedly get like $5 a head or something for ESPN. So, I mean, you want to talk about just crazy, stupid, whatever. I mean, this is why consumers are basically telling the cable companies to go take a hike and would prefer buying stuff on Hulu or Netflix or any of these other places where they can get it a la carte or for a lot cheaper. And eventually, these content companies have to realize that this is what we want as consumers. We don't really want to pay $70 or more a month to the cable companies so that we can have the privilege of watching a bunch of channels or have the privilege of having a bunch of channels that we don't actually watch and only watch like a half a dozen of them. It's just insane and crazy. So good on you, Cablevision. I hope you actually get somewhere with your lawsuit. Maybe we can finally get the kinds of television programs that we want, and only the kinds of television programs we want, and not have so much channels of crap on the TV to choose from that we don't really want to watch. Of course, I'd rather just buy the program rather than buy the channel, but you know, we'll take our victories where we can get it. So I'm looking forward to following along with this lawsuit, and it's probably going to take years to get through the legal system, I guess. But in any case, it looks like a small victory for consumers, but we'll just have to wait and see. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.